Good Monday morning. It is January 26th, 2026. This is Chuck Gines documenting the human experience. Just one man in search of the good and the true in the beautiful. And it's getting ever harder to do those things because of all the misinformation and propaganda that we see out there today. We are immersed in tribalism and well underway in a civil war. America was founded on the idea of trans-tribalism, where that the rule of law supersedes power, and that's not what is happening, and we were really sliding. So there was another shooting, and of course there are very contrasting views on what happened depending on what political side you are on. I'm going to try to give kind of an objective view as much as I possibly can here, and I want to take a step back and kind of look at where we're at now. I covered protests pretty extensively for a number of years in Chicago and Washington, D.C. and several other places. And what seemed to me is that there must have been some sort of orders given to the police departments from mayors and local officials to kind of stand down during protests and civil disobedience, really, and direct action. And I've seen all kinds of things, man. I've seen numerous cops spat upon. Really amazing what they've put up with. And I think what we're seeing now, I watched my city that I love, Chicago, very much, burn and get looted. And we all watched all that go on. And for the most part, with not heavy-handed consequences. And I think what you're seeing now with this administration is that the green light has been given to law enforcement just generally, that if people want to play stupid games, then they can win stupid prizes. There are some similarities between the Nicole Good shooting and this one, although I think this one is a little bit different, and we'll get into that. But also see my other podcast that I've done where I talk about Ashley Babbitt in comparison with Nicole Good, because, and again, here the same thing. What we have is we have various political sides that get people riled up with a bunch of bullshit and get them out in the streets doing stuff, and then shit like this happens. That counts for January 6th as well, right? People lied to, told that the election was stolen, gathered there together, turn into a riot to try to stop the certification of the election, right, over bullshit. Same kind of thing here. I see a lot of BS with what is going on with the ICE agents. Some of it could be heavy-handed. There's no doubt about that. I'll just give you one example, and again, it's lies of omission. One of the outrages was that an American citizen was arrested and deported, right? I can't remember what his name was. And what is omitted from the story, unless you go to Newsmax and get the other side of the story, is that the guy was a naturalized citizen. He wasn't born here. He was a naturalized citizen who had various drug convictions of dealing narcotics. You know, so they leave that out, which changes the whole thing. So, same thing. Comparing these guys to stormtroopers and the Nazis, what's actually going on is, for the most part, from what I can tell, these guys are going around and enforcing immigration law. And for the, you know, people can argue whether it's 70% of the people they're deporting or have criminal records or only 30%. I see that going back and forth. It doesn't matter. They're illegal, and I'm sure there's mistakes being made, okay? But this is not Nazi Germany rounding up fucking Jews. This is the apples and oranges, okay? So in this particular case here, what happened with Alex, what was his last name? Preddy. Same thing. So he shows up and what I call organizational provocation, right? This isn't peaceful protests. This is people barging into churches, right, and disrupting church services. And that's direct action. That's illegal, right? Interfering with these cops is illegal, right? And I just want to paint the environment again, if you can imagine. It seems like there's what we have here is a lot of this organizational provocation that is going on. For example, ICE agents make more arrests in Texas. Like 23% of these arrests that are being made are in Texas, and like 2.2% are in Minnesota. Yet we have all of this problems in Minnesota. What is going on? What is the difference there as compared to Memphis and other places where we just don't see a lot of this going on? Well, it's organizational provocation, right? You got what seems to be a high percentage of lesbians with whistles, blowing whistles. If you can imagine being a police officer and having people follow you all day long, a bunch of lesbians blowing whistles, and they're calling you all kinds of names, and they're spitting at you, and they're throwing shit at you. This morning, I see they're outside the hotel bouncing Roman candles off the windows, right? Let's get real here, okay? Right? And again, this guy interjected himself. Now, his father, Michael, probably had good advice. He was on one of the talk shows or said the following, that he had had this conversation with Alex, his son, discussion with him a couple weeks ago. And he told him to go ahead and protest, but do not engage. Do not do anything stupid. And that's from Michael Preti, Alex's father. Apparently, he didn't listen to that. Now, does that mean he deserved to die? No. I think what happened here is I think that the police officer didn't know what was going on when he shot. I think the cop heard gun, 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 and opened fire. That's what I think happened. Won't know until we see some body cam and some more information on that. But you know, the whistle's going off all the time, and I'm not saying it's justified. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you, if you go around and you blow whistles and throw shit and spit and call names all day long, you know, if you followed your local police in apprehending bank robbers or whatever the case, that, or, you know, whatever they're doing, and you did that to them, I guarantee you that you're going to see an uptick in civilian deaths. It's whether it's right or wrong, you're just going to have that happen, right? So this guy, from what I can see, chose to enter the scene, and he's, you know, being all bold. And you know, I see him being bold, just like Rene Good's wife, right? I give you permission to go have lunch there, big boy, right? Man, you're poking the bear, man. You're poking federal agents, man. So if you're going to play stupid games, you're going to get stupid prizes, right? Do you have a right to show up with concealed? Yeah, probably so. But he's breaking a law. He doesn't have his ID. You're not supposed to, you know, so he wasn't lawfully carrying the gun. You went there with a gun with extra clips, you know, anticipating that there might be some sort of problems, and you sure found some. And, you know, I feel sorry for the guy and his family. He didn't seem like he was a bad guy. He just, again, made very bad decisions that led to this, right? Because the key thing, whether it's Rene Good or it's this guy, these people have interjected themselves. They're not peacefully protesting. They're getting in physical confrontations. They're not listening to what the cops are telling them, in the case of Rene Good, right? And then all the misinformation with that, you know, you'll hear people say, oh, the cops were giving contradictory orders and telling her to drive. No, that was her wife telling her to drive, 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 baby, drive. Yeah, drove the car at the cop, hit the cop, and took a bullet right through the brain. Mm-hmm. Probably not much going to happen in that one. This one, and again, it, legally, outside of the punditry, it's great to go watch some of the legal channels on this rather than the pundits. Because what this boils down to legally is, did the officer reasonably believe? Okay? What was his perception? You can't a Monday morning quarterback with this stuff and take little snapshots here. And say, we can in the investigation, but legally, in the court of law, right? Just like in the Rene Good, did the cop reasonably believe that his life or serious bodily harm? Well, if you drive your car at the cop and you strike him with the fucking car, it is reasonable to believe. So, you know, here, did this officer, we don't know, but it looks to me like there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of confusion. This guy was resisting. There's no doubt about that. He's resisting the cops. He's not complying. They see the gun. Now, on the other side, the government's lying, right? Christy Noem comes out as if this guy had walked up to the cop with the gun drawn. She didn't say that. What did she say? An individual approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. Yeah, officers attempted to disarm this individual. So that's a crock of shit, you know. That's not what happened. This guy was out with the lesbians blowing whistles, antagonizing the cops, directing traffic. The cops told him and that other lady, hey, get the fuck out of the street, right? Don't know exactly what the scuffle was about, but they got lippy. The one lady got pushed down, so then he interjected himself, got maced, and got into a scuffle with the cops, didn't listen to his father's advice, and then we don't know exactly what exactly happened. I don't know if he was going for one of the cops' guns. I don't think so. What I think what happened was, is in this chaos, you got the bull dykes with the whistles and the screaming and, you know, for days on end, wearing on these guys. A whistle is very psychologically it inspires the panic button. Seriously, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you that this is how it is, man. Right. So I think what happened was they had all these cops wrestle around with this dude. Someone was yelling, gun, gun, gun. And then this cop opened up and probably shot way too fucking many times too, right? So there's probably some negligence on his part, but he probably, if that's what happened, he reasonably believed the dude had a gun, right? We don't know. But the thing is that there's a difference between protesting and direct action and organizational provocation, and that is what is going on. And again, people in high places aggravate, they get the villagers all riled up and they storm the castle wall with torches. That's almost literal. I'm watching this morning where they're bouncing Roman candles off the hotel windows where the ICE agents are staying. You're not going to win that game. You're just not. These guys are authorized to escalate to whatever level you wish to escalate it to. And believe me, they will take it there. The bigger thing is what we're talking about here is multiculturalism. We have a lot of people today, not just in America, but in Western culture throughout Europe, that have succumbed to the philosophy, part of postmodernism, of multiculturalism. About the only country that has resisted that to any success is Poland. And you will notice that Poland does not carry the same problems as England and France and Germany and some of these other people who have welcomed the pretty indefensible multicultural philosophy. We won't get into the details on that, but what you have here is the underpinnings of this is multiculturalism versus nationalism. I'm personally a nationalist, but be careful out there because, you know, there's lies of omission on all sides, on all topics. I guess the weather's pretty straightforward. You could get the weather pretty straightforward today, but it is all very extremely partisan. On all sides, they all lie. Doesn't matter if it's Fox, doesn't matter if it's Newsmax, doesn't matter if it's CNN. They all have lives of omission. Some are worse than others. Some tell the truth on certain topics. Some lie on other topics, right? But to really get at what is going on, you really have to dig in there. And again, all of these little micro incidents that we see are stemming from these deeper philosophies and these deeper erosions to our republic. And you know, as I said in my little written intro to this podcast, that America is not a piece of ground. America is a set of political principles that transcend tribalism, right? And, you know, to a lot of extent, Trump is in contradictory to that, because Trump rules by power over law. And the country is founded on the idea that the law supersedes power. And it was a brilliant idea, and it was a great scientific experiment, and, you know, the nature of faction. And these guys knew it probably wouldn't last forever, and it is coming apart. Let me know what your thoughts are in the comments below, and please share this post on your social media accounts if you wouldn't mind. It's a great way to help out the website without any cost to you. I don't really have anything for sale except my book. I don't have donate buttons. I don't have any of that stuff. So, yeah, let me know what you think.